News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. A warning is being issued by President Obama that the U.S. will become a deadbeat nation if House Republicans refuse to raise the government's debt ceiling. A potential shutdown looms as the government runs out of money on September 30th. Yesterday, the House approved the Republican bill that would extend government funding for most programs while stripping funds from Obama's health care bill. But as Ron Kind tells us, it's not going to happen.
House Republicans passed a resolution to do that, a move Congressman Ron Kind says is going nowhere.
We have to end this high-stakes brinksmanship, these cliffhangers, which create so much uncertainty throughout our country and has a detrimental effect on the economy.
And the La Crosse Democrat says shutting down the government won't halt implementation of Obamacare.
It won't. It's on track. As the sign-up period begins October 1st, that would be unaffected by a government shutdown.
The House passed measures going nowhere in the Senate, which is expected to restore funding for Obamacare. Congress will be back at work next week and into the following weekend. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Meanwhile, at least six Iraqi SWAT officers are dead in a suicide bombing attack north of Baghdad early today. Security officials say four suicide bombers stormed the police headquarters in the town of Baji. A one-hour shootout occurred when one bomber was killed. The other three blew themselves up when army reinforcements arrived. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack. The second day of testimony in Jeffrey Trevino's murder trial brought the roommate of Jeffrey Trevino and Kira Steger to the witness stand, as well as Trevino's teenage daughter. The roommate began testimony Thursday and finished Friday morning, telling the court he was sleeping in the basement the evening police believe Kira Steger was killed upstairs. He says he could not recall specific details about the night the victim disappeared. Meanwhile, 15-year-old Taylor Trevino told the court she often has nosebleeds, but didn't recall having one in the master bedroom where investigators found what they called copious amounts of blood. Testimony continues in the Ramsey County, Minnesota courthouse on Monday morning. A ground search in Vilas County, prompted by a hunter finding some clothing, has led investigators to human remains near Plum Lake. Investigators are now analyzing the evidence to see if the remains are from a missing Saner woman that disappeared in April of 2012. Sandra Shinke was last seen April 5th of 2012, walking along County Highway N about 2 miles east of Saner. The hunter found a shoe and a small jacket and thought it was out of the ordinary and contacted authorities. The Vilas County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, DNR wardens, and other agencies searched the area and found the remains. The Merrill area man accused of killing his wife this past spring entered a not guilty plea to all charges on Friday. 49-year-old Mark Buckey appeared before Judge Jay Telesti for the plea and arraignment hearing on charges of first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and strangulation and suffocation. Anita Buckey was found dead in a swamp northeast of Medford on May 10th. A bizarre letter is leading authorities to ask for help on a possible homicide from the 1950s. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Office has not revealed how they got a hold of the letter, but says it described a possible victim in a homicide near the low bridge on Okauchee Lake. Authorities believe the letter may have been written in the fall of 1957 or 58 and include the name Gordy as a suspect. Anyone with information on the case is asked to contact Detective Ryan Dronick. His number is 262-896-8139. Marquette University President Scott Pillars is resigning. A university spokesperson says Pillars notified the Board of Trustees of his decision yesterday. His resignation set for the end of the fall semester. The Walker administration is looking to rein in public assistance fraud. We get more from Bob Hague.
The governor vowing to step up oversight of taxpayer-supported programs. Kevin Moore, deputy secretary of the Department of Health Services.
The ability for people who want to defraud the system is always a challenge for any state government, not just Wisconsin, but states across the nation.
The effort includes more stringent verification of program eligibility at the front end, that is, when people apply for benefits.
Ensuring that the dollars never go out, then therefore you don't ever have to chase them down when fraud's committed.
Moore says people need to be aware the state has the tools and resources to sanction or prosecute them if they fraudulently access public assistance. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Friday motorcycle crash has left a man hospitalized. The lone rider went off of Highway A near Thunder Lake Road near Sugar Camp around 2 in the afternoon. The cyclist crashed in the ditch. Authorities have not released the man's name or many details about that crash. And a recent effort to raise money for another police dog in Portage County was highly successful. A recent golf outing and sports memorabilia raffle was organized by Maury's Bar. The volunteers also put together a reception and set up a dunk tank. Maury's owners, Brenda and Bass Cody, presented the Sheriff's Department with a check for $7,056 from the event. Portage County Sheriff's Department officials are trying to acquire a second canine officer since their present dog and handler are on duty a week and then off duty for a week. Sheriff John Sharowitz would like to have at least one dog available in the department at all times. That's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.